Hey, we're excited to welcome the program from Disney Stuck in the Middle, Ronnie Hawk. Ronnie, thanks for calling, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's exciting to have you on the show. It's kind of funny. My daughter's a huge Disney fan, and I told her I'm interviewing you. I said, I'm interviewing a star from Disney, because I interview a lot of celebrities in a variety of backgrounds. A lot of them my daughter, who's 11, doesn't know. And I said, oh, I'm interviewing somebody from Stuck in the Middle. Really? Do you know who it is? And I go and I mention, she says, I know who she is. Oh, how cool. So at least you made my daughter think I'm cool for once today, having you on the show.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's funny. So tell us the story, Ronnie, of how you wanted to become get involved in acting. Was it at an early age?
Well, I was 12 years old, so yeah, I would say it's about early age. I was big into dancing, but then I randomly just fell into modeling, and there was an actor workshop in Fort Lauderdale, and it was two acting coaches that came out to LA. And so I went to the workshop. It was an all-weekend workshop. And they were like, come out to LA. We'll help you prepare to get an agent. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. So we set up some meetings with agents and managers. And I went out and I signed with Osbrink and Monster Talent. And from there, I just started working.
Wow, so it came that easy, I guess, to you. But you started later, I guess, 12, because some people act a little younger than that. So was that difficult when you saw some of the places you started auditioning for, some of the experience some people had as a child actor that you didn't have as much?
Definitely. The first year was a whole learning experience to me. Mm-hmm. And it was weird seeing kids that have been doing it since they were, like, 3. And I was like, shoot, these people are really prepared and they know what's up. Yeah, so it was difficult for the first year, but then I started getting the rhythm of it.
Okay, so once you got the rhythm of it, what would you say was a break before Stuck in the Middle? Like your first, like, some of the acting experience you had before getting the big break with Stuck in the Middle?
Weirdly enough, I didn't really do, like, I haven't really booked anything other than Stuck in the Middle. I've done short films, but that's about it.
Oh, wow. So you had to learn, I guess, rejection early then, right? Or you didn't audition a lot of different things to that opportunity?
No, I definitely learned rejection real early. Yeah, I had to get used to rejection.
What were they telling you, Ronnie? What are some of the things when you didn't get the gig or you maybe came close and just didn't get it? What were they saying?
Well, they don't really, like, if you don't book a role, they just don't call. Like,
you just don't get a call. Your agent doesn't tell you anything?
Sorry.
Like, well, why didn't you get the call? Your agent doesn't give you any feedback? Possibly,
I mean,
of why you didn't get it? Yeah.
If I get really close to getting a role, then they will get feedback from, like, production, but for the most part, you normally don't get feedback.
It kind of reminds me of just a regular job interview. You go and you never get the call or get a second interview. You know they didn't, were interested. That's what it sounds like.
I feel like a little girl waiting for, like, a boy to call, like, next to the phone. It's ridiculous.
And so after this experience was Stuck in the Middle, did you start getting some other acting gigs as well, like working when you're not filming Stuck in the Middle?
Well, since I booked Stuck in the Middle, I instantly started working, and I just wrapped season 1. So I decided to fly home and spend time with my family, because the last time I got to see them was, like, Christmas. So I'm here for summer and just getting to hang out with my family.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so tell us about your character in Stuck in the Middle.
My character, her name is Rachel. She is the eldest of 7 kids. She is a complete diva. She loves attention, loves pink, is addicted to boys, and slightly insane. But she loves her family more than
Does that remind you of you at all? I don't know how big a family you grew up in. Seven kids. I have five of my own. I was only child, and now
Same.
I have five kids of my own. Yeah, yeah.
I am one of five.
Okay. So are
so
you
I'm
the oldest or youngest?
To the DS family.
So you're used to that. You understand? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely used to it. I'm the fourth kid of five.
Oh, wow. When they were all little, let's go to your family for a second. Then we'll go into your TV family. How crazy
okay.
was it? And you have to explain that to my wife, who is of three, but they were spread out. But right now I have an 11-year-old, the oldest that's the fan of yours. Then my youngest is a boy who's two. So we have two, three, five, six, and then 11. So basically, how were the ages in your family, and how crazy was it in the house at times?
Well, the thing is, my dad's first marriage, he adopted two kids called Ben and Katie, and they were already grown up by the time that I came along. So it's like I didn't live in the house with them because they already, like, were out and making their own world. But, I mean, we're all such a close family. Like, they're always over here, and we're always together. So, I mean, they were around. They just didn't live with me.
So you weren't at that crazy point like the ages that I'm talking about in one house. No.
No, more your
TV.
Not.
More you're like your TV family, right? What are the ages on the TV family?
It's 16, 15, 14, 13, and then it goes like 7, 6, or it goes 8, 7. No, wait, there's twins. So I think they're both like 8, and then there's Daphne, which is like 7 or 6.
So that sounds like the kind of crazy home that I have. If when they were younger, if they were a real family, meaning together at those ages when they were younger, that would have been chaos.
Definitely.
And so how does your character deal with the big family, especially with all the younger kids as well in the family? Does she like it, or she sometimes wants privacy?
She loves privacy, and she is the oldest, so she thinks that she deserves more attention and more, like, higher things than the other kids. But the other kids, like, bring her back to reality, and she definitely needs some of that.
Interesting when you talk about the kids being put back to reality. That's an important part. And it, probably at times you're like saying, as your character says, why are these little ones getting so much attention? I want my attention. And my parents are just spending that time. So it's an interesting character, to say the least, and really showing a true family of seven kids and how crazy it can be.
Yeah, I give the writers props. They are amazing with this show.
Have you gotten lots of mail and tweets and things of people that grow up in big families that can really relate to this family?
Yes, it is the most amazing thing when all these sweet fans are like, I'm one of seven, and I have a big family, and I understand I'm able to relate to you. And that makes me so happy.
It definitely seems like it would, for sure. You're like, and you couldn't imagine that, right, growing up in that kind of a situation where there's no privacy at all.
Well, filming, I'm getting, like, a clue of that. Because, I mean, there's so much of us on set. It's like, you don't have any privacy. But it's like, we love each other so much, we're just getting more and more used to each other.
And that's why the success of the show. If you guys didn't get along as a cast, it wouldn't last, right?
Definitely not, because I feel like with such a big cast, it can either go really good or really bad. Luckily for us, we all get along super well, and it's going amazing.
Who's able to keep the whole family together, especially the ages of the different actors and actresses and the whole set in general, to keep things moving at times, especially when you're filming for so many hours at times?
Well, a bunch of the kids have their moms come on set. So the moms will keep them in line and they'll be like, look, because the kids will get tired and grumpy and things like that. And they'll be like, look, you can do it. And the older kids were always like there and supporting each other and be like, you can do it. It's fun. And it's just like we all really have to learn to be there for each other. I don't think it's one single person pushing us all along.
So you get in those tired modes, it sounds like, right, Ronnie? You get in those times like, oh, come on now, one more take. Explain that to people that might be wanting to be in this business and seeing what it's all about. It's not like the glamour, okay, one take and we're done. No, it isn't like that, is it?
No. Well, a lot of the public eye just sees the glitz and glamour of acting, and it is so much fun. And working, it's lots of long hours, and it's like you can do a take like 15, 16 times. I mean, you just got to learn to stay positive and really, like, love the people that you're working with.
And that's important. And then so explain to them it's work. Even though it's a lot of fun to be on the set and to be on a show, it's work like anything else. And you have to continue to study your craft and look at your character and how the character develops and work with the cast. Teamwork is important, isn't it?
Yeah, teamwork is definitely huge, especially in a major cast that I'm in. And, like, on set, we're all together in, like, a building, and we have, like, the whole crew and cast has gotten sick multiple times, like, with flu season and everything, and, like, the whole cast was sick at a time, and we all had to fight through it and really support each other and still know our lines and be able to be on it.
Oh, my. And then the younger cast members that are not graduated from high school that are being tutored on set, that's the other interesting part of it, is that they're working while they're waiting to get on, back on set again on their schoolwork and working on specific things. And Ronnie, how old are you?
I haven't graduated.
Yeah, how old are you? I wanted to find out how old you are.
Yeah. I'm 16.
And you're very mature for 16. The way you're speaking, I've interviewed lots of people. You seem like you're 18 or 19. I don't know if people have told you that.
I get that about every single day of my life.
Because you're not giving me these one-word answers like some celebs I interview. I'm like, oh, she must be older than that. So, yeah, so what are you planning on doing when you finish up high school? Are you going to keep working and go to college on half-time? What are your interests academically?
I want to go to college for archaeology, cultural management, and study, like, Egypt or the gypsies.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, but I still want to work, so I want to try to do both at the same time.
And that's an interesting story.
Or take breaks from both.
Right, right. A lot of child actors stop at a certain age and then come back into the fold. You want to continue to work, it sounds like. And it's interesting, you don't want to major in something like what you're doing now. You don't want to be go for film or go to specific things. Like, I've interviewed people that do that and are still working but yet are in that business. You have a completely different interest. So that's going to be interesting juggling once you are old enough to go to college.
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to study film. It just depends on how me maturing goes. By the time I'm 18 and ready for college, everything could have changed. I could definitely want to go for film, or I could still want to go for archaeology.
And are you being homeschooled, Ronnie? Do you? Yeah.
I am being homeschooled.
Okay, you're homeschooled. Okay. And being homeschooled, and then a lot of times we're on set, you're being tutored, but being homeschooled, what age did you start being homeschooled?
I started being homeschooled about when I was 14.
Was that hard to get used to? Because you got to explain to people, homeschool is not always what it seems glamorous, just like acting, that you have to do more work sometimes. Yeah.
When you're homeschooled, they can't really have you do projects, like boards and things like that. So they have you do essays upon essays. Oh, yeah, and more essays. And it's like, I'm not in a class with a teacher and I can't raise my hand and ask a question. I really had to learn how to interpret things on my own and learn how to teach myself in a way. But on set, we have like an on-set teacher. So it's now it's like I do have a teacher and I can raise my hand and ask the question, and it's amazing.
So you, that's interesting, an on-set teacher. So are you, is she teaching the ones that are close to your age on the in the cast?
Yes, we have two teachers on set. We have one for the younger kids, and then we have one for me, Kayla, Jenna, and Isaac.
So, again, you finished up season one. You can't tell us what to expect for season two yet for Stuck in the Middle, correct, Ronnie? We have to wait and see.
You're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
And where your character goes, no one knows, right? And you're excited about all those things and cool. Best place we can find information on you, Ronnie, like where we can follow you on Twitter, Instagram, all those different places. Where can we go?
I'm just Ronnie Hawk on all of my social media sites.
Fantastic. And are you active on social media?
I'm very active. So, yeah, make sure to follow me.
Oh, we will make sure we follow you. Tweet out throughout all the syndication. Again, this is the live interview. Then next week it goes out to syndication, Ronnie. So you'll be bombarded with notifications and things from your fans about listening to the interview and really getting to know who you are and really interesting stories. Are you? What other things would you say are your interests for our listeners just to know about other interests for you, Ronnie? What do you like to do?
I love to work in animal shelters. And I love to go swimming and hike, and I'm just big on the outdoors. A lot of people don't know that about me.
Yeah, that's really interesting. The outdoors and animal shelters and stuff. Do you see yourself doing things in advocacy and charity work with animals someday? Is that something you look to do?
I just signed up with a charity. And it's called the Thirst Project, thirstproject.org. That is it.
Okay, fantastic. Our listeners will Google that, and I appreciate you coming on the show. And I can't wait to tell my daughter about the interview. And best of luck with the next season and the success of your career.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Ronnie, see you later. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.